It's a particulate matter that gives a colour to it. But the London smog has greatly reduced visibility. It's one of its characteristics because of the amount of primary particulate material there. A photochemical smog will form aerosol particles as well. There will also be diesels contributing their particles to it. So there's reduced visibility, but it's nowhere near as significant as you get out of a London-type smog. So the mixture required then in a photochemical smog to initiate it was unburnt hydrocarbons, VOCs. We need NOx as well from that high-temperature combustion process, and carbon monoxide gets involved. CO2 is not involved in the reactive chemistry, but it's typically there as part of the background. The primary pollutant sense is a nice old-fashioned sort of automobile. As you can see, it hasn't even got fuel injection. So we've got some leakage out of the different spots in terms of where the hydrocarbons are coming out. 20% here, 65% out of the exhaust, and a bit just due to loss from the fuel tank, etc. But the same basic concept is there in a modern vehicle. Now, in the olden days, we used to work with a different ratio of fuel to oxygen going in. And as you can see, when you vary the fuel to oxygen ratio, so this is fuel rich, is where we used to be, fuel lean is where we are now, you get the good side, which is that when you're running under a fuel lean situation, whoopsie daisies,